Begin the current daf. Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Dal. Begin on the base. Begin to taste the masses. That begins. Where's the Gemara? Be dummy. Is it comparable? Arabia Astrofu. Arabia. That's a plate. Taisi can explain that. Really, the Gemara could have asked that this whole even Hamamin is only good according to Eliezer, but according to Rabban is difficult because the Gemara had said from a Tana that yeah, by the base Menashe by Menachem they would squeeze out pomegranates during the weekday. And Rav Nachman said, ah, halacha falls like him. So the Gemara says, halacha falls like him. Why? Because he does it now. Suddenly, it's normal to squeeze it out. So why would that make the halacha? But most of the people in the world don't. And the Gemara says, yes, because there is someone who does this, we find that now the whole world is going to have that liability, as we find by the laws of Klai Akarim, that if the people keep thorns, the Gemara says, it's going to be considered a problem of Klai, because, what do you mean? Most of the world doesn't do that. So the Gemara says, yes, because in Arabia they do that. So you see that according to Eliezer, that it's forbidden to have Klai of even just with thorns, because that's in Arabia, they do maintain it for their camels. So here too, regarding the schita of pomegranates, because, yeah, in Beis Menashe, they squeeze it, therefore it's going to be a problem. So that's the difficulty is, when you can't compare the two of them, says Zigma. Arabia is a place. So therefore, okay, at least it's a place. It's not the whole world, but therefore maybe that, we would say that, okay, it's going to be forbidden. Here's one person, one individual. That's the Gemara, but like, it's Kolodim, and therefore you can't base it based on that. The Gemara says, you're right, and it comes with a different interpretation. But what bothers Tesis is, how a Muslim, if the Gemara could have asked, but that whole interpretation of even Arabia, that's only good according to Eliezer. That's only his opinion. Rabbanah, according to Rabbanah, they disagree. They say, no, actually, Kitzim Bekarim is not a problem of Klaim. So Michael Nim, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, you're right. Tais says, you're right. We could have asked that. And even this Habimin, it would only be good according to Eliezer. El Apachra, the Gemara asked, I feel like Eliezer, like Nichol, that even according to Eliezer, who even according to him was saying that it still wouldn't work out because that's at least an Astra. And here it's just a Yachid. Now, additionally, it says, Tais and Masha Kashim, Anshi Hutzel, the Perkam, saying this, that this sugi is a little bit difficult. For the Gemara of the people of Hutzal, which we taught in the Tzadik Bezim Abeis, where there we said that if someone carries a load on his head on Shabbos, he's going to be positive because he's not carrying it the way people normally carry things. And if you're going to say, wait, Anshi Hutzal, they do carry out a load on their head, oh, that's the Gemara, but it's called Adam. So you see that even though regarding a place, we say, but it's called Adam. Here we're saying that only by a Yachid, you say by a place, you don't say. And that's just Taisa Parashi. Somebody says, there, I explained it over there in the Bimaskal, and Tim Tzulayma, the Taisa there explains that he says that over there by Arabia, it's considered their custom. Where the whole world, if they had so many camels like Arabia, they also would maintain it. You don't say Batla Daitai. In contrast, by Beis Menashe, where it's one person, you do say Batla Daitai, even though the whole world, if they even had so many pomegranates that they would squeeze it, doesn't make a difference. That's different than over there by the people of Hutzel, where it's not because that they don't have, it's just something unique about their custom that we would say Batla Daitai even on a place. Since he made it significant, Havalumashka for him is considered as a beverage. Tais can explain that based on the conclusion of the Gemara. So then this, that the Brisa says that you could squeeze the quinces and the plums and all those sorb apples, that's specifically if you're doing it to sweeten the fruit and not for the beverage. Because the Gemara explained that this did not squeeze pomegranates on Shabbos. This is because the Gemara ultimately concludes like Rav Chisda. That he shows by beets, where you squeeze and you put it into the mikvah, it's going to validate because Shinamara, what do you mean, beets are not things that are squeezed, how does it get to the mashkim? Now we say, obviously, because if you did squeeze it, you makshav it, so therefore it's considered a mashkim. Here also, when you're squeezing on the pomegranates, you make it into a mashkim, and therefore you squeeze on each other's michai. Now, it says places, originally the Gemara thought to say, it assumed in the Havimin, the Sech, the Mibugan Bechula, when it says that you could squeeze out these quinces, these plums on Shabbos, hainuschid the mamashim, literally you could squeeze it out. But it says places, Abahashli Evshalem, and now you can't say that anymore. Because the pshita daaser, it's obvious that it would be forbidden, no matter what the fruit is. To keep an achshav avlo mashke, like it's like beets. Beets are not squeezed by anyone, at least in Talmudic times. But since if you made it significant that you thought it point that there's a point to squeeze that, it becomes a mashke. So obviously that would apply to anyone, even regarding the sorb apples. Rather must be when it says that you could squeeze it out. Hainu belitz or belaz. What does that mean? Lamati kapri. You're squeezing it just to sweeten the fruits, but not for the liquids to come out. Oh, that's going to be mutter. Could be because, like Rashi explains, that he says that both of them are tumah lamati kapri, but it's just regarding the pomegranates that we're concerned that you might come to do it to actually be the mashka, because that some people do. Sham Paris, no one does. Sivu lamati kapri is going to be permitted, but again, no one would hold. It says places. That takes the point. The maskana that you let it squeeze out initially, because if you're doing it, no matter what the fruit is, you're being mashvit, then it will have the status of a mashka. The next is Master begins the words of the Gemara. Abaya says, Rabbi Yaakov, it's going like Rabbi Yaakov. He doesn't explain that why couldn't the Gemara just explain the Mishnah of Michael invalidating a mikvah by the third stage of the Ikol Beis Abad, and it can be going according to everyone. Which the Mishnah in Machshir and Mikvais had said that falls into the mikvah, wine or vinegar or meichel, which is this juice that comes out of an olive, changes the color, the mikvah is going to be possible. So Gemara says, who's the time to consider meichel as a mashka? Somebody says, oh, Rabbi Yaakov, because we learned that Rabbi Yaakov says, that's like a mashka. Oh, but then why the first stage meichel, it's going to be tar? It's because he doesn't want it. So it says, Taisis, kashali, it's difficult for me. Lema, the high meichel diktoni, what do you mean? Just say the meichel that says over there in the Mishnah is, high the meichel yitzimiko bezaban. It's going on the third stage equal that's in the netting of a derakol, and that would be like everybody, because even Reb Shimon the Gemara explains holds that even when he holds meichel of mashka, the third stage one, which already have droplets of oil, is considered as a mashka. And at chaytem it says significant to say minigtani meichel stemming from the fact that it says it that it just in general of meichel, and that was the warning. It says the bechol meichel ari, that's every meichel, and therefore has to be like Reb Yaakov, because according to Reb Shimon only third stage is meichel, but not this stage two. Says Tyson, no, you can't say that either. Because the karka filler of Yaakov, the Arabic called Meichel, according to Yaakov, which Abai is trying to say it's like him, is not being every single Meichel, because the Hamaid did the Meichel Yitzhak Hilatar. He agrees that the first stage Meichel, that's nothing, that's like water, and that's not going to be considered as a mashka. So Tyson bothered. So why couldn't you say it's like everyone? Yeah, so why is it going to be like Yaakov if you could say it's like the third stage from the Ikel Beis Abad? Well, that's what Tyson says. What you could say is the Meichel Yitzhak Ikel Beis Abad. No, the third stage one, the meichel comes out of from the press all the way to end. Like a Koreanly meichel stam, we wouldn't use the word in general of meichel to describe that one. Since it's not possible that meichel to come out without droplets of oil, we would know that's considered mashka simply because of the tzitzuk hashem. You wouldn't just call it meichel. Obviously, when you're calling meichel is invalid as a mikvah, obviously it must be at most a second stage one, and therefore if there's anyone that it could be like, it would have to be like Rabbi Yaakov, like Abaye says, and not like Rabbi Shimon. A person could milk a goat, etc. Where the Tosfos come to explain that this is specifically on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, because the Gemara brought Shmuel's teaching that a person can squeeze out a cluster of grapes into the pot, not into a bowl, into a plate. And the reason is because Mashka Balaychel Kaichel Dami, and the Binachay Paschita. On that, the Chizda says, which is the words of Tosfos Maschil, that yeah, you could squeeze goat milk into a pot, which is into food, because it's going to be like food, and it's not going to be a problem of any Schita. Unless it's tasting nearly in the time, it appears to be in the time, and I'm not that's specifically on Yom Tov. Why? Chazibim lachila, with the animal, you could eat, you could check an animal, you could slaughter an animal, the animal is considered oichel Yom Tov. So how become an uchel de ifris? So it's like a piece of food that you just cut into small pieces. When you're taking out the milk, and it's going into food, so it's like food from food. Of b'Shabbos, but in Shabbos, loichaz l'shchita, no, the animal is muktzah, the animal is not fit to slaughter, because Shabbos, Kamoidosh Chashivas, it says places then can be considered like a problem about threshing. Why threshing? Shabbahime kibsailas, because the animal is like upsailas, like refuse. Ukashachailas, like we say in the laws of fire, when you're milking, it's like taking food from something that's upsailas, which is what dash is. You're threshing, you're taking the grain from the stalk, from the husk, and therefore actually, even though it'd be going at the food item, but you'd be taking a chaychel then from upsailas, and then you'd still have the liability of fire. Because on Shabbos it would be us. Now, me, however, but regarding the squeezing of the grapes in the olives, the shoylel techi, that was Shmuel's primary halacha, that you're allowed to do that into a pot. High enough for Shabbos, that's his place, that's even on Shabbos. Given the eshkel chaz lachil, because the grape itself could be eaten. So it's not like the problem about bayr of eichel from tzeilus, that's eichel from eichel. So again, there's two ideas we're discussing over here, one of schita and one of like bayr. Which, that's what Taisa says, on Shabbos, even if it's not a problem about, so to speak, schita, of taking a liquid from a food item, because it's a food item, because it's going into eichel, but there's another problem, like bayer type, which is taking eichel from tzeilus. And that we're saying that that's only, it says Taisa, that would be a problem, yeah, regarding the milking the animal on Shabbos, and therefore it has to be on Yom Tov. But regarding the juice of the grapes, which that's not eichel from tzeilus, because the grape itself can be eaten. No, so that's eichel from eichel, because it's going into eichel, and therefore that would be permitted even on Shabbos.